daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar.
Well, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I wonder if my producer chose that song because he knows I've gone vegan. I am actually vegan. It's hard to believe, but I've been vegan for about 4 months. But we'll talk about that another time. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can tweet and follow me at Bruce Allen on Twitter. But it is time for the Women's Room with special guest Britt Michaelian. Britt is a MA, I guess Master's in the Arts. She can tell me exactly which art it is. She's a passionate serial entrepreneur, and those are her words. I'm not quite sure what that means, except I think it means she does a lot of interesting businesses, and she is dedicated to helping lifestyle entrepreneurs build profitable businesses that allow them to live happy, healthy, and wealthy lives pursuing their dreams. The Master's is in Marriage and Family Therapy and Art Therapy, so there it is. And she is the founder of WorkSmartLifestyle.com. That's WorkSmartLifestyle.com. Britt is well positioned to lead lifestyle entrepreneurs into a new way of living in abundance. Rather than continuing on with your great resume, Britt, I want to talk to you.
Thank you.
I have more here to say, but I realize we only have 8 minutes, and I want to hear your wisdom and give the audience the value of your wisdom as well. So we are going to talk about stressors in life, and I know tonight you're our guest host on Dad Chat. So for those listening locally, it's tonight, Thursday's Dad Chat is every night, and you have these lifestyle tips on how to create systems, I think is the word you use, to ease stressors in your life. Do you want to explain?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm an artist. I actually have my bachelor's in fine art that I got from the Art Institute of Chicago, and then I ended up going to get my master's degree, and I found that I was always very scattered, and I had depression, and I was feeling a lot of anxiety.
Before or after you had your three kids, and I'm not being funny.
It was before I had my three kids, but yeah, after I had my three kids, I really found that I had to get I just had to get organized, and in order to kind of get my master's degree, because I got married and pregnant, had two kids while I was getting my master's degree.
Oh, that's all?
That's all. And then we had another one afterwards. Yeah, so, you know, it was so important to be organized and systemized, and so I kind of started to, I went from the scattered artist and chaotic artist into this whole idea of developing systems, and the way that I view systems is that you are just organized about your activities that you repeat on a daily basis. And so if you have, for instance, if you have, you know, groceries that you get every week that are your staple items, you know that you're going to be getting those things, so you can create a system out of it. Or if you know that your kids are going to have specific activities on specific days of the week, you know, organizing systems that make it easier for you to get the activities and things that you know that you're going to need to be done every single week, and so that nothing falls through the cracks and you're not forgetting to buy birthday presents for kids or, you know, forgetting the tooth fairy to come or those types of things that parents.
Okay, I get that. But what do you do? Okay, so you can put all these systems in place, and I know you're going to explain it in greater detail at Dad Chat, but and people can go to your website and read a lot about it at WorkSmartLifestyle.com, to repeat that. But what do you do when the monkey wrench is thrown into the mix? Like you told me the other day that there was a health issue going on in with a member of your family, and you were on vacation, you were far from home, and you're dealing with your kids. So all your systems are in place, and boom, a monkey wrench is thrown in. So what do you recommend when that happens? Because the more we have kids, the more we have busy lives, the more monkey wrenches are likely to get thrown into the mix.
Right. Well, so one of the systems is, I call them systems. Some people call them rituals or routines. I call them systems. I think they're a little bit different. But yeah, so we're up here on vacation. I've got my three kids. My husband's at home. We're actually in the middle of moving right now, and we're trying to close on a home. We had to move out of a home that we were renting. I mean, you want to talk about stress, right?
Oh my gosh.
We haven't closed on the home that we are trying to buy because it's a bank-owned property, and there's a lot of kind of hoops that you have to jump through. So we decided to take the kids, or I decided to take the kids up to our home in Idaho for a vacation before they go back to school. And my husband's at home organizing everything. And my mom and my dad decided to come up here with us as well. And my mom has had lung cancer for a couple of years. And she got pneumonia while she was up here. She was having trouble breathing. She had a fever, so she had to go to the emergency room. And
she's,
you know,
dealing with altitude, obviously.
Exactly, exactly. And fortunately, I had signed my kids up for camp up here, so they were at least going to be entertained for a few hours of the day while all of this was going on. But, you know, one of the most important systems that anybody can have in their life, and especially with all of the stress that we have going on in the world, you know, there's terrorism, there is, you know, money and finances and taxes and politics and religion and all of these things going on around us. And then we have our own lives to deal with where there's stressful situations. And then sort of
and you haven't met my wife yet.
Yeah, I haven't, but I've seen a picture. She's beautiful.
But she's a big stressor these days.
Well, I think we all are. So, you know, the most important thing, I believe, is to have a ritual or a system right when you start your day where you look for what you're grateful for and where you really focus on, you know, I start my day with prayer and I start my day with gratitude. And I'm not a religious person. I don't go to church. I don't really affiliate myself with any church. And, you know, that's just my choice. But I definitely pray every day, and I kind of, you know, am really conscious of what I am grateful for in my life. And when you start your day that way, and you sort of make a system out of it or a ritual out of it, it puts you in a frame of mind where you're looking for things to be grateful for throughout the day. So even when you have these stressful situations that come up, even when I'm going to the hospital to see my mom and I'm not sure that she's going to come out, or you know, if she's going to take a turn for the worse or whatever, I'm still grateful for the fact that I get to go and spend some time with her. You know, and if you have that, just that one system in your life.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great foundation to start with.
You know, somebody that has motivated and inspired me is Dennis Prager, who's a talk show host. And he has a regular hour on his show, which is usually political, but this hour is about happiness. And he also wrote a book about happiness. And he has a saying, which I think is so true. And the single biggest ingredient to happiness, he says, is gratitude. Mm-hmm. And most of us have a lot to be grateful for. And if we do what you're suggesting on a regular basis, I try to remind myself of that. Like I was expressing earlier in the show that I've had incredible email problems in the last 24 hours. Something's going on with Google and Gmail, and it just is...
Mercury's in retrograde still.
Yeah, I guess. And in fact, I need you to resend me those questions for our dad chat tonight. Just as a reminder, please send it to my other address, which I'll give you on the break. Because I don't have them. I've lost them. And all that stuff was stressing me out until I basically did exactly what you said. I was really getting just really ramped up. I could feel my body heat even rising. And then I thought, wait a minute. The worst thing going on in my life right now is that my email is broken. And then I started laughing. I don't have a sick kid. I don't have a money problem. I'm not, you know, there's no big problem. I have an annoyance. That's all it is, a nuisance.
Right.
And that reflection really put it in perspective, and I continued to pound my head against the wall, and it didn't work. No, I'm kidding. It did. it did help, though. I did still stay a little bit too focused on my frustration because I'm about to embark on a trip, literally after the show, and to not have access to my email mobily was not a happy thing. So
right.
That's really a great way to start your day. Now, what about when your kids get stressed? Pastor Drew was sharing about how he's just amazed how many teens now are just feeling stressed. And he told the story of a teenage girl who's going to an 8-week SAT prep course for summer. That's her summer, prepping for the SAT.
Right.
And that she was feeling just overly burdened.
Right. Well, so, and I think one of the things that's so important for kids and for parents to realize is that they're role models for their kids. So kids are going to have stressful events just like we do. And so self-care is so important. So making sure that your kids are getting physical activity and eating right. I mean, those are, again, foundational systems that you have to have in place in order to do anything in life. Because if you're not in a healthy body and a healthy state of mind, you're not going to be operating from, you're at your optimal level and the stress is going to get to you. So you really have to take care of yourself. And we as parents have to teach our kids how to do that, both by role modeling it and for giving them the tools and the space to do that.
I would suggest that the latter is incredibly important, the role modeling. If our way of handling stress is to have two martinis every night, I'm not sure that's the best role model for our kids. If our way of handling stress is to get in a fight with our spouse or go hide in our cave, whether it's a man cave or a woman dressing room, whatever you want to call it, that's not going to be a great way of modeling. I think a good way of modeling is to say to each other, hey, honey, you know, it's been a bad day. Why don't we go for a walk? And the kids see you leave the house hand in hand. So what went on today, honey? And that, when, and I'm saying that in either direction, either spouse saying it to each other. That would be a better way. But for us to not think that the kids are seeing everything we do, I just feel so strongly about that. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yes. Yeah, I think role modeling is huge as parents. And so, you know, taking care of ourselves, and that's just the, one of the most important systems that that we can take the time to organize and implement. And even if it's just that one system, just that one taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit, you know, it's Max Simon was a good friend of mine. I've lost touch with him, but his dad was actually diagnosed with brain cancer the same time my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer. And he said to me, he starts every morning with 15 minutes of prayer, 15 minutes of inspiration, 15 minutes of nourishment, and 15 minutes of activity, physical activity. And if you can just do that, I think that is the most well-rounded, complete system for personal health that you, that anybody can have. I think that's, you know, for me, the best example of somebody who can, if you can do that, you are taking care of yourself and you're putting yourself in the best place and the best position to start the day.
I think it sounds great. We are out of time, Britt. I will chat with you again this evening live at Dad Chat. Please tell our listeners again where they can find you.
WorkSmartLifestyle.com, or I'm on Twitter at Mama Britt. Thank you so much.
That's Mama Britt. That's Mama and B-R-I-double-T. Thank you, Britt. Hang on one sec, because I do want to give you that alternate email so I can get that stuff. We will be back for some closing remarks after these commercials.